Hello, everyone. It is not that time of the month, but it is that time of the week. I'm your host, Maddie Smith. I've got two of my main bitches here. Let's get into the week, okay? Today is January 27th, and 1% of all Americans are fully vaccinated. Wow, what progress. At this rate, I will be getting my vaccine in the senior citizen line. People are complaining about that the vaccine rollout has been botched. There's not enough doses, not enough state funding. No one knows where to go. I'm like, what is this, a government program? I mean, is anyone surprised? Look at the IRS. Their website looks like it has an AOL email account. The one time the government pulled through for me, I was incredibly surprised. I got my stimulus check in May and I was like, holy shit, it worked. It was wild. It was like finding out a magic spell went off, you know? My suggestion for the government, if you guys want to get that vaccine out, get on TikTok, okay? That's the only way you're going to go viral. No pun intended. That's what Olivia Rodrigo did, writer of the new song Driver's License, went to the number one track in like a day. Olivia Rodrigo wrote this song when she got her driver's license and she was excited to drive around the suburbs while crying. Welcome to adulthood, bitch. Okay? Newsflash, it's not just the suburbs. It's everywhere. It's the drive-thru. It's the parking lots. It's the cities. It's the farm areas. Okay? My question is, how come when I was in high school, I didn't have a song like Driver's License to cry to? All I had was Soulja Boy. Tragic. I will say she seems incredibly mature to be writing a song like that. If I wrote a song about my driver's license in high school, it would be called, "Ooh, I get to stop at McDonald's before school starts." Because I am trash. And our final topic today, Biden reversed Trump's law that banned transgender individuals from enlisting in the military. If I was a politician, banning anyone from the military would be my lowest priority. Speaking of low priorities, Kourtney Kardashian is dating Travis Barker. He has a new hit song called All the Small Things I Don't Give a Fuck About. But let's get the show started. I have two incredible guests today. We're going to talk about these topics. We got segments. Let's get into it. Ladies, I usually do a roast joke to open. I just realized I forgot to. So welcome to two dumb bitch brunettes.
Nice. Got us.
Yeah. In the house. You guys look similar. You got curly hair and you wear masculine clothing. What else can I say?
Oh, yes. We got Okay, Hey Arnold t-shirt.
Okay, yeah, let's calm down.
I know, I'm like, look at these fucking...
You've got a football on your head.
I do. But we got Caitlin Palufo.
Hi, how's it going?
And we got Jill Wiener.
Hello.
What's up, you guys? Thank you for parking your Subaru out front, too.
Anytime. Our cats are in the trunk.
Yes. So how you guys doing? What's the vibe?
Oh, feeling good.
Feeling great. Yeah. You know, just here ready to talk about it.
Yeah. we came here together.
Uh-huh.
We
got coffee on the way.
Ooh, okay, bitch.
Yeah, we held hands the entire time.
Okay. Listen to that song, that driver's license song.
Okay. Oh,
it's a lot. That song makes me, and we could talk about it a little bit later, but that song makes me thankful I'm not in high school anymore with those like tumultuous relationships where you text him and you're like, I'm crying, just don't call. My relationship is so boring compared to my high, and it's so comforting.
Yeah.
To like just have sex and then go on your phone immediately. That's what it's all about. My high school relationships were like, so I had them blocked and unblocked, and my parents, oh, it was too much to handle. I'm so glad it's over.
Oh yeah, it was very hormonal, very roller coaster ride. Yeah. Oh my God.
And just like, how could I ever live without you? It's like, come on.
Yeah.
You can.
You'll be fine.
You'll be all right.
All right, kiddo.
Believe me.
And some people, their whole lives are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
People who join the military.
Oh, look at that segment change.
Those 600 on your SATs are the ones in toxic relationships.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Were you cheating on me last night? No, I was at home. I swear to God. That's what their combos are like. But speaking of driver's license, let's get into our first segment, which is called Let's Sync Up.
Thank you.
We got the fallopian tubes flowing. We got the blood splattering.
Oh, yeah. I'm bleeding on this seat right now.
Caitlin. You should see her car. She painted it red. The have interior, you guys
ever,
that is.
Have you guys ever bled on furniture? Have you ever bled on furniture? Yeah. Me too.
I don't think I have. Just a mattress. All the way through.
It's soaked. It's so heavy.
My largest tampon.
Oh my God. That is a plus, super plus, heavy flow. When I move, I can't have people help me because my mattress is, it looks tie-dye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, I say, your brand.
It is my brand. And I say, it's coffee. Yeah. I drink coffee in bed every morning and my coffee is red.
Yeah. Yeah.
Red velvet coffee.
Red beans.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Don't worry about these melted Skittles yes. on my mattress. Yeah. Yeah. I just love candy. That's what it is. I'm not a woman.
Oh yeah, just eating candy left and right. One time I went to a party in college, bled on the couch. Ooh. Flipped over the cushion and left. I ran out of that place.
That's smart
though. I wouldn't have had the thought to do that.
Do you know how discreet you have to be to flip over?
That's amazing. Was wow. it in, whereas everybody hanging out around the couch and you were like, what's that?
People were literally hanging around the, and I had to be like and flip it over. Luckily it was a floral couch.
Nice.
So it kind of blended in.
Yeah.
Except there was a ton of blood on the other side.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I forgot I was here last week.
Yeah, what is this, a Rorschach test? Jesus Christ.
Absolutely horrendous. It's crazy we like bleed out of our assholes every month.
Wait, yours comes out of your asshole?
Yeah, mine is my wait.
Wait. They're not the same thing. My boyfriend tells me they are.
He's like, can we do anal? I know you're on your period. I want to get blood on my dick.
You get more blood on your dick if you're having anal sex when she's on her period, because it's just dripping onto your dick.
Dripping.
Yeah. We're having fun.
Out of your ass.
It's disgusting. I hope you're eating while you're listening to this podcast.
How's your pasta with red sauce?
Yeah.
You know, when I started this podcast, I was like, I just want to do a pod where like it's not just women talking about sex and their fucking pussy.
And now we're just bleeding.
Yes. Every episode is just a free bleed. Yeah, and I love it.
Yeah, we got war paint on our face. It's just our own period red light. We're ready. Yes. We're women. And we got pussies.
Whore paint.
Whore paint.
We love a pod.
All right, we're kicking. So let's get into our question. We always like to start the pod with one question that gets us going. Today's question, based on the driver's license song, who is one artist or musician that gets you like in the, if you're in a mood, you're like, I gotta listen to this band and get myself in a mood. Always crying.
Well, I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, we're all just looking at you.
Okay. I gotta hit that Joni Mitchell, man. I'm very old in that sense, and in the age sense as well.
Joni Mitchell gets my fucking blood flowing.
Dude, she's like blue. And you're like, Joni.
I know. And all of her albums are fucking fire.
So good.
And she, in her, the videos of her, she's playing that weirdo instrument that's got like 10 strings. I think I played Joni Mitchell once in front of my boyfriend. He was like, what the fuck is this dumbass elf shit? And I was like,
you wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it. Even her Christmas songs are sad.
Yeah.
Like, she River? Has a Christmas song. It's like, River. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why even celebrate Christmas? Yeah. Let's just all shoot ourselves. Next to each other.
I know. She's like, I've had a sad Christmas. And the one before was even sadder. No presents for me.
It's coming on Christmas and I'm gonna die.
Seriously.
So Jesus. Good. So good.
That's a really good one.
Oh, thank you.
River always gets me in a mood.
Court and Spark is my go-to album of hers. I love it. So good.
That's
so good.
I listen to Lorde.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
today's
love
Joni
Lorde.
Mitchell, some might argue.
I would say, yeah.
She's, that's what they've been saying.
Yes. She's like an 85-year-old stuck in a 22-year-old body. You know, she's got a lot of feelings, and she's got a drum beat box, and she is just hammering away.
It's her last album fired me up in ways I didn't know I could be fired.
Wow.
I was like, why do I want to twirl right now? I'm twirling.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to be in an Uber going over the Brooklyn Bridge on my way home from a party where I saw a guy who liked me but won't say anything about it. And the misconnection. And you're like, a couple like a time bad bitch with nowhere to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
God. And then the supercut is just a supercut of a. I'm like, gee, what could have been?
What could have been between Lord and I?
I mean,
the only thing I've been begging for since quarantine started is, where's the Lord album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is it? But at the same time, I respect when people take space. You know, if people were begging me for content, no, please. Please, I can't deliver.
I'm busy. I don't know how to work this technology.
I know.
It's going to take a while.
People are begging me for I can't even figure out the microphones. It's not going to happen. I like Lord a lot. I feel like when Billie Eilish came out, people were like, she's the new Lord. Not the same.
Not the same.
Billie Eilish is more kind of like creepy, like cool girl.
Yeah.
Lord is very for us, like very millennial. Emotional. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Emotional, but a little more real.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, I don't want to hate, but like something about her, I'm like, you're 18.
Yeah. Exactly. You're 18 and your mom comes with you on tour. Like, you're fine. You don't have a chance to overdose. You know what
I mean? Yes.
Put a needle in her arm and make her feel.
I know. She's like, I'm vegan.
Don't do that. Please don't. Billy, you're very talented. Please live forever.
Very talented. Okay? But very I'm just, talented. It's like the Olivia Rodrigo thing. I'm like, you're a kid. Yeah. Right? But yeah. Lord, I'm like, ooh, you've done a 9-to-5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's also young. But, and so like her first album was like, we had a breakup. Oh no. And then she was dating some guy who was super older than her. And then they broke up and now she's sleeping around. And that's what her second album is about. I'm like, hell yeah. Be a slut, girl.
A hot sex album. We love a hot sex album.
Totally.
Both those albums are so good. I'm going to listen to them after the show.
I think so, too.
And Jack Antonoff produced the second album, and there were rumors that they were... that he broke up with Lena Dunham and started banging Lord. Oh. So every time I listen to the album, I picture Lord and Jack Antonoff in the studio just ramming each other.
Oh, wow. I thought there was going to be some tension. But
oh, no, that's from the first album.
That's why the songs are so rhythmic.
Yes.
They use the old clap track.
They say, I'm a liability. Yes. That is absolutely horrendous. Yes, I do picture Jack Antonoff's balls slapping against Lord's ass. During
it's
going
to be tough to date Lena Dunham, I feel like. Yeah, that's already got to be
tricky. That's a loaded gun right there.
Yeah,
I think
she seems like a lot in the personality department. You know?
But we didn't come here to hate.
No. You're right.
I did. And you know what my problem with Lena Dunham is? I defended her for so long. When Girls came out, I was like, that's a show for me.
Yeah, I loved the first season, the second season. Great.
And everyone was so...
It really tapered off.
Yeah, really quickly.
Everyone was so mean about her body, dresses, and so long I was like, be nice to her, and then she started saying some whack shit.
Yeah,
she got her uterus removed for no reason. I'm like, chill out.
Yeah,
I will say her being topless on Girls made me feel so much better about my body.
Absolutely.
And I think that is a service that should be more recognized and celebrated, quite honestly.
I think she's definitely added some greatness for women in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
But she's also fucking self-absorbed and a little crazy. But I imagine all celebrities are.
Yeah, well, she's the daughter of artists.
I know.
So
And she like romanticizes her parents in ways that make me think like her parents are like, stop talking about us.
Yeah. I can't do that about my parents. My mom's a teacher.
Right.
My dad is a cabinet maker. Be like, oh, Gary, he's just an artist, just building.
It's a carpenter.
Cabinets.
Like Jesus.
I've been saying this for years. When you're the kid of artists, you just have a leg up when it comes to a creative lifestyle.
Yeah.
So when she wrote that show for HBO, everyone was like, a prodigy. I'm like, people encouraged her to be creative from a young age. We had to break through.
I don't want to work an office job, Mom.
By the way, I need money.
Exactly. I don't have health insurance.
Sorry I wasted my education, but here I am.
Thank you for paying for it. But
I have a few artists that get me in my feels. I got a range. I usually go for the gals. Always Lord or anything like that. But I also have a couple bands. Bon Iver.
Oh, yeah. Bon Iver.
Yeah.
That I can't even pursue when I'm in a good mood because I'm like, that's going to put me in a different place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in college, I used to like walk around in the snow and be like, well, I met you at the blood bank. And you're like, fuck you. I'm so indie. You know? Meanwhile, I shop at H&M. So that was my big one. And anything like folky, you know, is like super like... Riptide.
Does anybody remember Feist?
Oh yeah. Feist.
Yeah.
Didn't she play the cello?
One, two, three. No, that was did she play the cello?
Was that right? Or am I thinking, I must be thinking of someone else.
Well, Joanna Newsom played the harp, who I fucking
she's great.
Ate up in. Yeah. Unfortunately, she's not on Spotify, but in college, I listened to so much Joanna Newsom.
Yeah. Is she the one that married Andy Samberg?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. It's a hot couple.
Hot, weird couple.
Good for them, though. You
but
know?
I like a couple who is not outward about their coupledom. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I like how they date, but they're not like, I'm not John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. My hubby. Shut up. I mean, they have way more money than Andy.
Yeah.
But I'd also like to live a more humble lifestyle.
I think Andy's doing pretty well.
Yes, but he's not like John Legend, like branded content level.
Like me and my wife, my wifey, it's not like they're
commenting on each other's Instagrams and being like, needed this, when you know it's a PR person.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That's how I feel. If I ever find myself in like a branded couple situation, just throw me off a cliff.
Yeah. Okay?
You got it. I beg of you. It's tomorrow.
We'll come find you.
Yeah. We'll take you out west.
No.
Chuck you into the Grand Canyon.
We'll keep you. We'll just kill Andrew.
Okay.
That's what we'll do.
I do. You and Andrew would just be branded siblings. But
People say we look alike all the time, which is a huge compliment to him. Yeah.
Got him.
I know.
Yeah, you burnt.
It's every single time I post him on Instagram. What are you, all siblings?
Ugh. Oh,
gross.
No.
Fuck off.
Just because we both have beards.
Wait, I thought you were his beard.
He has two beards.
Hey-o.
Two beard is his rap name. And then the other one that gets me in my feeling. There's so many.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of new indie out right now that's like Phoebe Bridgers stuff like that. And then like the older stuff, I used to listen to a lot of Wilco.
Wilco.
They got the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album that used to put me in a different dimension of sadness.
Elliot Smith, too, I have to say.
Oh, Elliot Smith.
So, I mean, that guy stabbed himself in the heart. Yeah. So, you know, he's got it.
I know. When I listen to Elliot Smith, I'm like, or like The National, they were very sad. You're like, all right, if you know they're fucked up, Kurt Cobain, you're like, hell yeah. I can feel this.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh boy. Back to Black, when she's
Back to Black.
The end of that song, it gives me chills.
Yeah, I agree.
I have it on vinyl, and I put that on when I'm like, we gotta work through some shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna start drawing or some shit. Yeah.
Or you're just drinking, you're sad drinking.
Yeah, sad drinking, sitting on the floor next to your bed, just like, all my boyfriend does is play video games and I'm an alcoholic.
At least he's not smoking crack.
Yep. You're not wrong. He's not stabbing himself in the heart.
Yep. And or it, like Amy Winehouse boyfriend trying to force her into bulimia and drugs.
He's very much the thicker the better, my boyfriend. He's like, just keep eating.
Yeah, that's great.
God bless you, Steve.
Is he a feeder?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a feeder.
Feed me. That's Caitlin.
That's a fetish.
It is.
I had a friend in college who was a little heavier. And she hooked up with a guy who asked to feed her.
Ooh.
Oh, no, it's not like that.
God. I was
that
just...
That made me...
Whoa!
That made me tense up.
Yeah.
Imagine if you, like, if some guy, like, put, you know, like, courts you and you're like, oh, my God. And then you find out it's because he wants to fucking feed you in bed.
Nope.
Absolutely
so gross.
Horrendous. Any sort of sex review, even if he just wants to do missionary, I'm like, that's your kink? Absolutely horrendous.
Well, you want to see me naked? You fucking
you
dork. Get out of here.
All right. Well, I feel like we're synced up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, are we, we've bled all over each other.
Nice, right. I know. Nice bunch of artists showcased here. I have definitely a ton more, but...
Yeah.
Sad songs are easy to find.
They're so easy. Yeah,
they're in abundance, especially during the pandemic. It's on everybody's playlist.
For sure.
Everyone's like, should I cut my wrists or drink wine?
And all the new, like, young girl songs are very like, you don't call me anymore, but I don't care because I'm on Instagram. Yeah.
You don't like my Instagram post.
That's literally what all of them are.
I tagged you in something and you didn't respond.
I'm too old for this. All right. Well, let's move on to our next segment, which is called Emotional Issues.
In the height of emotion, it's not always easy to stop and think things through. But if you'll just slow down, then judgment has a better chance to take hold.
We haven't been talking about that.
I know. I was like, oh, wait, we're going to go deeper? I don't think I'm ready for this.
Oh, God.
We're going deeper.
Hide the wrists.
So emotional issues always involves a set of questions. Mm. Today, we're on the Ask Women Anything Reddit page.
Oh, God.
Damn Can't it. Wait.
Women said, what's one thing men always want to ask women, but they're afraid to? Mm. So we got some questions here.
Okay.
I love the internet, how men think they can just ask anything.
Yeah. And they can't just...
Ask Jeeves got us into that pickle right in the get-go.
We got that list, and I was like, they could just Google half of this shit.
Yeah. But...
And a Cosmopolitan article will have the answer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, they need to be told, you know, whatever is more convenient for them.
I will say, when I have a question about something and there's a discussion on Reddit about it, I'm like, ooh, a real person, rather than an article that's like, you do you, girly.
Yeah.
I'm on like a new skin vitamin C serum, and it makes your skin break out at first because it's called like purging. I don't know if I believe it, but I was reading about it on Reddit and I was like, oh, I feel okay about it versus like these skin, like the health articles that are like, you'll be okay.
Right. Don't You're worry like, about it. Call a doctor.
Yeah. But did Michelle survive? Yeah, that's exactly. What I need to know.
So let's go into our first question from the Ask Reddit and Women Anything on Reddit. Do you check out bulges?
Only if I have to. Like if your pants are so tight that I have no choice but to look at your package, then I'll look at it. But it doesn't turn me on. It's more like, how embarrassing.
Right.
Does he know that his bulge is showing?
I'm going to theorize that any guy who wears gray sweatpants or tight pants knows that their bulge is showing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They know.
Yeah. And we're talking not... I mean, if it was just in the pants, the bulge, not on like the side, not a goiter or something like that, because that I would definitely look at.
Oh, yeah. On a what? What?
A goiter, you know, it's like a growth.
Mm-hmm. Not those growths. We're talking just bulge in the pants.
I'm not drawn to soft penis in pants.
Out of pants and soft penis in general. But if they're wearing those growths. There was one time I did a show and the guy was wearing basketball shorts and the light hit his dick and you could see the whole... That's when I'm going to check out a bulge.
Well, yeah, you're forced to.
Right.
Yeah, it's always a forced situation. Yeah. I'm not like looking for the bulge. No woman is just like, does he have a big dick?
I will say, men, I don't have a lot of male friends and every time I talk to a man, if we go over 20 minutes, I'm like, what's it like?
Yeah.
I can't talk to it because I'm always like, is it big? What is it like? And I'm like, my eyes are darting. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I just like really love Childish Gambino. And you're like, So that's I can't talk to men because of this.
Yes.
How do you not? I just want to know.
My roommate is constantly trying to figure out what Steve's dick looks like.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. She's like...
This is invasive.
It's very strange.
Especially because you have to live with them. But
she's very, you know, expressive.
She like hiding in your room?
No, she's not physically trying to see it, but she's like asked some questions.
I feel like you're pretty open about it.
Yeah. I talk about it.
She's trying to get like, what's the head like? What's the vein situation?
Wow.
Yeah. Because we have a friend, Mehran Kagani, who is very funny and he's very gay. And he can look at a man and just guess what his penis looks like. He claims it's because he's seen so many dicks.
That makes sense.
That would make sense.
And so he looked at Steve and he described his balls to the T. And I told this story to Chloe and she was like, what did he say?
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not telling you.
Wow, Chloe is... Wow. She needs to know.
I will say anytime my friend hooks up with a new guy, I'm like, what's his penis like?
Yeah.
Every time they're like, I don't know. I was like, how the fuck do you not know? You need to get that information and report back to the squad.
Absolutely.
You can't see a new penis and not tell us exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. Right. I think that was the first thing I told Jill.
No, I remember.
Like, I was like, it's big.
And I was like, good for him. I was like, I see that.
Yeah.
He carries himself with that.
Totally.
He's got that BDE,
The first time I had sex with Andrew, I texted a bunch of people. I was like, it's big. Yeah. It's crazy because you kind of like a guy first and you don't see them. If you get into a relationship, you don't see the penis till a while. You know, if you're like courting each other.
What? I slept with Steve the first day.
Well, I guess Andrew and I were more, we were chatting. We had some administrative issues to get through. But we were
administrative? Oh, I see.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, Steve and I were friends before.
Right.
You guys were friends.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, so.
Oh, this is a, what a revealing podcast.
So, whatever subliminal messages you want to take from that. But we, you know, you talk to a guy and then when you finally have sex, you're like, yes.
Yeah. What a score. Thank God.
Thank fucking God.
But if
thank
it's God. The opposite, boy, that is
heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. It's now like I getting have to...
You're talking about when a guy is awful and he has a huge penis?
No. Well, when he's awful and has a small penis.
When he has I know, and you have to be like,
You have cool. to be like, great. Yeah. Goodbye.
Wow, it's so
I
big.
Love that it has seven hoods. That's yeah. great.
Wow, yeah. it's really bumpy. Is that
yeah. absolutely horrendous.
That's quite the circumcision scar. Yeah. That's great. Wow. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So long story short, we don't check out bulges unless it's in our face.
Oh yeah, that's what we were talking
yes,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's the vein here, if that's bulging, that's the bulge. Then it's like, oh, he's gonna hit me. I gotta yeah. go. That's the bulge neck. I'm checking out. Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. Is he going to kill me and wear my face?
The veins in the face.
It's too much. That means there's steroids involved mm-hmm. or he's very angry. Either way, fucking
get out of there. Get out of there. Abort. Right,
this next question. Literally. This
just
next
like a
question,
kid with a weird dick.
Gotta go. Yeah.
This next question says, why do girls wear leggings so often? Bitch, you ever worn them?
They're great.
Fucking comfy.
They're so
comfortable.
Soft.
Why the fuck? Like, obviously, they're comfortable. We can.
They lift your butt up.
They lift mm-hmm. your butt up. You can wear them without knowing what size jeans you are.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Everyone's a medium in yeah. leggings. So, you can put on a small and they will fit you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. Comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort. Comfort. Mental comfort and physical comfort.
And they're accepted anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can wear them anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
The Sydney Opera, leggings.
Yeah.
Okay. It transcends culture, it does. Currency, mm-hmm. leggings.
Like a toga.
It's a
it's a
literally
toga.
A toga.
It's a toga.
I remember when leggings first started coming out and people were like, this girl got no pants on. And now they're just, everyone wears them.
Yeah.
Well, I find that men usually enjoy the leggings because it really gives an up close view of just the anatomy. That's
no,
been my
would,
experience.
Why yeah. would you
my
even
personal
have,
experience.
No, I just remember in school, the school code was like, no, those are not pants.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they started coming up when I was in high school.
I
yeah.
see.
Yeah. yeah,
we get it. You're young.
So, like a couple years ago, when I was in preschool, I wear leggings because it's fucking easy.
Yeah,
the feeling
yeah.
for a woman putting a jeans on is.
It's exhausting, and if you put them in the dryer, then you're just like, am I a fat piece of shit now? Yeah. Leggings never let you down.
They don't.
My question
they
is, why don't more men wear leggings?
Yeah.
Anyway?
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back, because when I go on jogs and I see men and like...
It's bad. It's bad.
Talk about bulge.
Oh, yeah. 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 Then you see like, oh, he's yeah. got low hangers. Yeah.
He's got low hangers. And their legs are so skinny in the
yeah,
leggings.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
How fucking dare you take what I have and make it look better?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
men have the skinniest
but they're
fucking
freaky,
legs.
The skinny legs.
Freak.
Yeah. It's like a lemon on a toothpick.
It's,
you know?
Praying mantis. Freak of nature.
Yeah. Yeah, those, like it's like, then you realize that their leg hair is really doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Oh,
you
for
know?
Sure.
That's a, they should be so lucky to have leg hair. We take it off to look slimmer and to lose weight. Right? They leave it on to mm-hmm. give themselves girth.
Little girth.
Yeah.
Little some girth. Texture.
Because those legs. I used to be on the swim team seeing all those legs.
Oy, oy, oy.
The men are so tiny and they can eat 5,000 calories a day. Fuck off.
I hope they drown.
I hope they drown.
Sounds like they're good swimmers. I don't know if that's the way it's going to go.
Damn it.
I
know.
I would kill to be a man for a year and just eat anything I want every single day.
Dude, and just be able to pee wherever you want.
Yes.
Especially during the pandemic. Like if you're out in a park, you
yeah.
don't want to go. You
yeah.
gotta, you know,
I'd also love so to get true. Paid more. That would be.
There's a lot of. You
just give me a year. I could really start a 401k.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. All right. The next question says, why do you get mad when we ask your age?
Because society tells us we're worthless past a certain age.
And that age is 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
It does feel, especially, dude, I've had comedians ask my age and I tell them and they're like, oh, okay,
yeah.
maybe you don't have as much. I've had literally, because people be like, yo, you're young. What are you? And I say 28 and they're like, oh, shit, I thought you were 24. No, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, you don't deserve to know.
Yeah.
How old, mm-hmm. when it's through a comedy lens, it's like the responses can be very hurtful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When it's everyone else, it depends who's asking.
Yeah, it depends and why.
Yes.
You know, what
yeah.
are you trying
yeah.
to say? If I can bear you fruit?
Right.
Is that what you want? You want to put a baby in me? Huh? You want to know these ovaries are still kicking? They are, goddammit. All right, now leave me alone. I'm very fertile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get excited when people ask my age. I'd be like, I'm 23.
I know, right?
Obviously. And now I'm like, I'm 28. I'm actually 29, but I tell people I'm 28.
Oh, for sure. I tell people I'm 30.
I'm
okay?
40, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
Jill.
Because, and then I'll be
stop
like, I'm...
Stop the count.
Dominion came in here, and they hacked my age.
Yes.
No, but people will be like, oh, you look really good for 40. It's like, you don't got to tell me. Let's just be like, okay. I don't know. I feel like it's always there's always something after it. It's always you're going to be praised for living
yep.
and looking a certain way, or mm-hmm. it's going to be like, oh, you still have a lot of life left. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Either way. And then it turns into the thing like, oh shit, I'm not I will die someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you start thinking, oh,
you're maybe right. Today. After this conversation.
When people say, you still got time, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's only, people don't ask men how old they are.
Not really.
Not yeah, really.
I do.
All the time. How old are you? Are you old
like,
enough?
I'm like, you're 22 yeah. plus? Let's go, buddy. Get in the van, kid.
I like how you raise the age of consent.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to, you know, we got to be able to go into a bar together. Yeah. When those are open okay. again.
Totally.
Oh, for sure.
I honestly think the age of consent should be like 30 and up. Anything every decision I've made until now has been awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I also, I remember when I was younger, people would tell me, I would be like, oh, I'm 22. And they'd be like, wow, you seem older. And I would be like, thank you.
Right. Yeah.
And now I'm like, you dumb bitch. You should have punched him in the face. You seem like an old soul. Fuck you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very young.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
I get a lot of you seem younger, which I take as a reflection of my immaturity and how I dress.
Me too. Yeah, same. I get a lot of that
also. Oh, shit. I thought you were like 18.
Yeah. Same.
Rude.
Yeah. I get 27 a lot. And I'm always like, yep. That's 27.
That's a great age.
Thank you.
They're all great ages. Who cares? They're great until you're dead or you're sick.
Yeah.
You can literally lie.
Yeah. I think I will.
Yeah. This year might be a loss for me. I might just stay at 40.
Oh, for sure.
I will refuse to let coronavirus take years off my youth. Mm-mm.
No. I was telling Jill, I got way too into supplements. I am now just trying so hard to reverse the face.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is just like, let it go.
Let it go.
As that song.
Let it go.
Once said.
Yeah.
By Joni Mitchell.
Yes. Let it go. She's like, the cold never bothered me anyway. Little house in Paris, France.
Okay, so this final question is triggering for us, probably. And the question is that time of the week. Why do you get mad when we ask if you're on your period? But why do you use, and why do you use your period to justify why you're mad?
Oh my God, I hope whoever asked that question never procreates.
Me, he probably has a wife and multiple kids.
Yeah. He probably goes to open mics. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, for sure.
Now.
Well, gentlemen, okay, we get upset because basically you blaming why we're mad on our periods makes us feel like you're invalidating our feelings and that's the only reason we could be upset. Not possibly you being a dumb jackass piece of shit. Bullshit. Right. I'm just talking straight to fucking Ted who wrote
Ted
this.
Is listening. Yeah.
Okay, Ted. We're mad because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
All right? It's not because we're bleeding. We're mad because it's you. And the women, and that's some young girl shit, okay? The young girls who blame it on their period, they just don't know any better, okay? Give them 2 years when they get annoyed with how you respond to it, and then they're just never going to fuck you again because you don't deserve it, Ted, okay? I hope you die in a fire, Ted.
I have to add to that because every guy is like, all women, I've had women like this. They forget it's the first women they dated when they were 16.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you guys just, you say you're fine when you're not. And they're just basing everything from their first dumb toxic relationship, which we all had in high school.
Yeah.
So then if a girl in high school is like, hey, period, she's probably just a fucking immature person.
Yeah.
Do I still do it? Yes. But my boyfriend has accepted who I am because he is older than me.
Yeah. Also, speaking of age. Your period is a nightmare and it comes once a month and it's painful. It's gross. We have to deal with so much. So be happy that we're still around. Okay.
Yeah. Be happy we're still around and we could be worse. We could be school shooters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are times when I see blood and I say, I want to shoot up a middle school.
Yeah.
Or do I know?
Yeah.
Do I know? Because I don't have a gun. That's the only reason.
Yeah. We could also be doing disgusting things with our period blood and we're not. So think about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are the ones that are like beating and murdering people.
Yeah.
All right. We're just bleeding here by ourselves, getting drunk,
literally.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
We're being girl bosses while blood drips down our fucking leg in a meeting.
Oh my God.
And you're like, yeah, that sounds good. I'll circle back next week.
Gotta go. My diva cup sprung a leak.
I have never been in a meeting with a woman where something where you know she has, we hide it so well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have to navigate this world with men.
Yeah.
Especially like those finance boss bitches.
Oh my God.
Comedy bitches too, where none of us, well, I guess we talk about on stage, but like the finance, like tech world, all those like office upper management bitches, they hide that shit.
Yeah, well, just think about like how many times you've had to fucking palm a tampon because you don't want somebody to know you're on your period. Like,
literally.
It's insane.
Yeah, I've said it in a joke before. Men need more shame.
Yeah.
Okay, they need more bodily shame because that toughens you up, all right? It gives you a thick skin, all right? So you should be ashamed.
They need more bodily, they need men's magazines from a young age. How come we had Cosmopolitan with fucking Megan Fox on the cover?
Yeah.
They didn't have shit like that.
It's always like, how to change yourself.
Yeah.
do whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Yeah, they don't have any shame. They're just told, like, you're athletic, enjoy. We're told, like, you got small titties, you got big titties, both are wrong.
Yeah. Both is just too much.
Yeah. It's fucked up. I'm only finally realizing to just not care about your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not care, just be like, yeah.
Be like, what do you want?
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it, pal.
Yeah. I got a few holes.
Yeah. Let's see what we can do with these, huh?
If you like one of them, that means you're not gay. So. Oh, man. Well, that is our second segment, emotional issues. Let's bring us back to our topics from up top.
Ooh.
We're talking about the vaccine rollout. It's been whack as fuck. We're all from different states. And in each state, it's been crazy as fuck. The Florida has gotten the most vaccines because Trump fucking released it most into states he liked.
Yeah.
So now people in Florida who are anti-maskers are getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? But I'm not surprised.
No. No, no, no. Our old president played favoritism.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
Even if it wasn't him, it would be botched anyway. Everything the government, every government program has been a failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. New York City is already out.
Already out.
And we started this shit, okay? We were OG pandemic.
Back in March 2020.
Yes. People were dying.
People were dying. It was bad. Mass.
It's very bad.
We had funeral homes with bodies piling up. Yeah. So you guys want to say we can't get the vaccine when we've been through it the most?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. My, but then they were giving it to like random people. Like my friend, I love her. She's great. I'm glad she got it. But she's also a massage therapist.
Oh, well, she's neat. Yeah.
That's where the line of like essential workers come. Because in your head, you think essential workers, nurses, doctors, like grocery stores. And then you realize it expands to like nail people and pretty much anyone who's working now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Her?
Like old Navy employees, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I mean, I totally respect it. But then you're like, well, I'm performing on a roof, so how come I don't get a vaccine?
Right. Yeah. Is laughter not, you know, essential?
Laughter's medicine.
Hello. We're doctors. God damn it.
Every show I do, the audience say we needed to laugh tonight.
Yeah. That's what they said. They came out for a reason. They need us. Okay. I'm not going to go so far as calling myself a doctor. I am a nurse practitioner at best.
I'm a doctor. Feel good, baby.
I'm the switchboard operator. I'm none of those. Can't even go to a nursing school. Yeah, I don't know what the future of this... Well, my thing is maybe it'll be like the testing at the beginning where it was all whack as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden there's millions of tests, like tests. So I think that'll happen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people are like, at this rate, it'll never... But you don't understand. The rate can... Like, you can get more rapidly.
Can change,
So I think it'll fix itself in time, but... My thing is, I think there was no person at the top who was like, okay, so here's how it's going to be organized.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to do an email list. We're going to go flyers. We're going to do little sites where we advertise to old people. There was no one doing that.
No.
They were just like, we got it. come out.
Yeah, here's a megaphone. Try and get a vaccine.
It was like Fire Festival. They were just like, hey, come on. You know?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great.
It is like
here's
Fire
a
Festival.
Shitty tent.
Yeah, here
come
you go.
In here.
Here's your cheese sandwich. And we got T-Pain coming.
Yeah.
Rock the vaccine. That is really how it is. However, I did read that people who are willing to take the vaccine is up to like 60% now.
That's good.
Oh, what a great country we live in.
Yeah.
Isn't it just this brain trust we
it's
have?
Crazy.
Yeah. We almost believe in science.
Hey, wow.
it was at like 30% like a month ago.
Well, when it was Trump, part of me was like, oh, he's just trying to rush it out so that he can get reelected.
Right.
But now that he's out and it's Biden, I'm like, okay, daddy wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
They should do whatever they do with the lottery. I feel like you can buy a lottery ticket, send it through that channel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's national thing. Isn't
it? What do you guys think would be the most effective way to get the vaccine out?
I say get all the doctors and old people vaccinated. And then.
But how?
How?
Because the old people are going, I don't know what.
Well, didn't we just have a census? Can't we use that somehow?
No, you can't. that's anonymous. Everything that seems like a useful thing, no, we can't. Yeah. We can't dip into that bucket. It's a different department.
Yeah.
Sit down the hall. It's too far of a walk.
Yeah.
I think, yes, you should be able to.
Right?
And they fucking, for months, the census was calling me. I'm like, bitch, I filled it out. And now they're not using that information for productive ways.
It's so dumb. It's like, why do we do it? Come on.
Yeah.
Count us. Come on. Shoot us with that shot.
Give us
us the shots.
Shoot us with the shots.
Shoot us with
twice,
the shots.
Twice, please.
We want shots.
We want shots.
We want shots.
Shots. Oh my God, that's how they should.
Yes, Lil Jon. And LMFAO.
LMFAO should make a song about the vaccine.
Yes.
Everybody.
Call this number. Then you get in line for a vaccine.
Shot. If you ain't getting shots, get the fuck, blah, blah, blah. What a good song. What a crazy. Oh my God. That was like mid-2000s. Just
so good.
Chaos. Again, now is driver's license, and back then it was like shots. And
like seven people dancing around a pool with the craziest hair I've ever seen in my life.
And then there was that other song that was like, ass. What were we doing? Everyone was like numb.
It was great.
Overload.
The Obama years, baby.
Oh yeah.
Obama.
Remember
sad.
That song? There was
yes.
That song too. Sorry.
Dude, what a wild fucking time. I was so numb. It was awesome. What other ways do you guys think the vaccine could be rolled out?
Why don't they just release it from the sky?
Yeah.
You know?
That might be good. Right? And whoever
like impregnate
you get
a rain cloud with it.
Oh, I see. So you mean like
or crop dusters?
In drops.
Yeah.
Dusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
I
open
thought
up your
you
mouth.
Meant release it from the sky and it has a little parachute.
Oh, I love that
and
too.
You catch the syringe.
Just syringes falling from the sky.
Yeah, yes.
You end up getting like 50 vaccines. Just jamming you in the arm.
Yes. That sounds great. Yeah, they should put it in the water or something.
Yeah, put it in the water.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, we've done the polio vaccine. Like, they did the polio vaccine.
What's, sugar cubes. You know what the difference is now? Information that people are accessing. Back then, they were like, well, of course I'll take it. I trust my government. Because Uncle Sam said it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Right.
And now people are like, I will hang Uncle Sam in the town hall.
Yeah. I heard that Uncle Sam is running a pizza shop where he sells little boys for sex.
I heard Uncle Sam's in Q. QAnon. So, like, I don't know. I don't trust it. So the social media, the internet has put people on way different planets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than they were back then.
Yeah. There's just a straight line in the sand. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to move for a long time.
Yeah. It's scary. I don't know
what we
do.
Well, people need to regulate the internet a little more. Yeah. We've blown up into a place where... And all the people who have made up their minds need to die. It's going to be like a 100-year turnover of re-educating people.
Yeah, invest money in our public schools. That would be great.
Public schools would be wonderful. Regulate the internet, regulate the apps, regulate what people can put on there. Because right now, like even at the beginning of the pandemic, people decided they didn't want to wear masks because of one thing Trump said, and they still have made up their minds.
Yeah. The people who... we're all supposed to be open and have a dialogue with people, but it's like, if there's nothing someone can learn or hear that will change their mind, then I don't respect you.
Yeah,
like, then
off.
This isn't a dialogue. Then you're just made up your mind and there's nothing that will change your mind.
Well, it's also like, what are you doing with your life? Like, you're not going to listen. Like, fuck off. Like, just kill yourself then.
Literally kill yourself. You don't get the vaccine.
Yeah, fuck you.
No.
What do you guys think of... Okay, so I have a Patreon member. Well, shout out Aaron. He's in West Virginia.
What's up? My mom's from
Aaron.
West Virginia.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, so West Virginia has had the best rollout of the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because, so here's what he said. The people in Michigan were threatening the governor to overtake his capital because he was put in a lockdown. And in West Virginia, they were threatening the governor to do that. So the governor is... amping up the vaccine so it's like these people who didn't believe in coronavirus and wanted to go back to work and now are getting the vaccine because they were so amped up about going back to work.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. And we're just in our houses. People are forgetting about us.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not going to get the vaccine because everyone's going to forget about me because I followed the rules.
I'm a Girl Scout. I'm doing what you wanted me to do.
So scary.
It's just the fucking squeaky wheel gets the oil. You know what I mean? It's just like the worst people always get the stuff first because they don't care. About
it's
anyone
so
around them.
Yeah.
I hate the world.
At least parts of America.
Yeah.
Germany seems okay. They Didn't really did a 180.
In the 30s, they were doing something good.
Yeah.
Now those guys could release a vaccine.
Those guys could release a vaccine.
Yeah, in a chamber with gas.
Cyclone B, maybe. Just kidding.
You're Jewish. It's okay.
I am not, so
sorry. Yeah, but you got brown hair.
That's true. You might be a boxcar Jew, you know, where they put you in the... That's what Gilbert Gottfried calls if you just would end up in the gas chamber even though you weren't, like, a practicing Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. They're like, she's annoying.
She talks a lot.
She's loud. One of those Jewish writers. Okay.
Yeah. What is this, Miss Maisel? Is Miss Maisel Jew? I've never watched it. Oh.
Well, she is in the show, but the actor is
of course.
Irish.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Dude, mm-hmm. fucking. Okay, so we got Biden is reinstating transgender people can join the military. What the, like, why would you even ban them to begin with?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said earlier, no one wants to be in the, I'm sure there are people who want to be in the military.
But those
yeah.
people are.
Those people are getting the vaccine first because yeah. they don't tread on nobody.
Those are the scariest people, like people in my middle school who are like, I don't care about school because I'm going to join the military. I'm going to go to Iraq and kill people. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, I dated so many men, or no, just one guy for a long time.
It seemed like a lot. Huh?
Yeah, I think it was like three guys I dated in the military, but one I dated for a long time. He had multiple
personality disorder from his PTSD.
Well, he had multiple girlfriends, so oh. I know. I didn't know. He forgot to tell me. I saw that. And I went to the barracks and I saw the barracks and I was like, who would choose this? This is bad dorms.
I guess I know it's bad dorms, bad food, bad mm-hmm. clothes.
Yeah. And yeah. a lot of time you're just like so digging tan? Holes.
No, because it is a hard job. It's a hard job and I don't want to do it. So I'm glad that someone does. But you should also just let anybody who wants to do it.
Right.
Because it's not a popular profession.
That's what I'm like. Okay.
I think that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah. Very well said, Caitlin.
Ban more people from comedy because there's way too many people in it. Yeah. Well, you need an application process before people can do open mics. But the military, no.
Let them.
Let them
get in there.
Get them all in there. Get the animals in there. Get anyone who wants to be in there. I don't give a fuck as long as it's not me.
Yeah.
Because I saw Cadet Kelly.
Oh, yes.
What's Cadet Kelly?
It's with
Hilary Duff Hilary and Christy Duff. Carlson Romano, Disney mm-hmm. Channel original movie. Where
I see.
Hilary Duff gets a new stepdad who is the postmaster general at mm-hmm. the at the boot camp in town. It's like the army prep boot camp, which does not exist. Not it was very thing. Romanticized.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're my new daughter. You're going to go to boot camp.
Oh, no.
And she has to enroll in this new school. Yeah. Christy Carlson. And she joins the rifle team and she's bad at it. But then there's a montage where she's practicing in the yard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the end, she's like, I love you, stepdad.
Aww. Yeah, she wore an ascot with her uniform. Yes. It was very fun.
One of those, like a Private Benjamin kind of situation.
And in my theory, the movie would have been 100.
God, you aged yourself right there.
I just didn't get it, so I was like,
yeah. It's a classic with Goldie Hawn. Come on.
Goldie Hawn. The movie.
I'm 40, okay? I said this, and I'm not ashamed of it, and you can't shame me for my age.
And we wouldn't. We would never.
Perk, though, too old to join the military.
So. Hey!
And too out of shape.
Wow. I guess the roasts have come back.
I know, I'm like, I didn't have anything before, so let's bring it in
then
now.
Then I saw you, and wow.
Just comes off the top of the head. yeah, the movie Cadet Kelly would have been a lot better if her and Christy Carlson Romano fucked
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
There's a lot of movies where the girls should get together and the guy should disappear.
Yeah, it makes more sense for there to be just a little lesbian fling, mm-hmm. and instead they're like, no, let's introduce this really boring male character that someone else can
Let's introduce Chad Michael Murray for no reason.
Yeah.
The one movie that I, to this day, will say it should have been a lesbian movie, Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
Two chicks playing, they don't want the ugly coach.
Yeah.
Although the coach was kind of hot.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a little scar on his face.
Keira fucking Knightley.
Yes. Keira Knightley was obviously the hotter of the two.
Of him and her. They look alike, though.
Was Keira gay in that movie?
No, I don't think so. I think there was a gay... Was the Indian girl gay?
No. She's the one that ended up with a hot guy.
But Keira wasn't gay. But of course, in real life, this whole team would have been... Well, no, because soccer girls are very masculine but straight.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking at one right now. We talked about
this before,
We're borderline slutty.
You guys like,
We get it in. Yeah. We have a good time. We really overcompensate. Softball girls are just like, we're gay, we don't care. You know, but soccer girls, you have like two gay women on the whole team, and then the rest of us are just fucking everything that moves.
Totally. You know, stars of the Olympic Village, right?
Yeah, yeah. We got to get our cardio in, you know?
Totally.
Good for you.
By riding him on top.
I think we have a little
riding him on
fantasy
top.
Right here. Yes.
You got a couple of balls you can play with.
I think my fantasy got some is aspirations.
My fantasy is to be good at being on top. That's really it. I don't know how people do it. Every time I'm like, I'm
though? In the movies, they make it look so good.
Yeah.
I mean, not the porns. Well, I guess they in the porns, they look good, too.
But the, actually, they never the do movies, on though. Top with the porns.
That's true.
No, literally. They're always, like, shoving their face in a pillow and trying to kill them.
And if it is on
porn
top...
are you watching?
Just, I've been on Pornhub, and I was just, like, straight sex, and then they're always like, fucking die, whore! Like, I'm like, I can't... I can't come to this.
And you know what?
I'm worried about Megan.
It always starts so casual. You're like, okay, normal.
Right.
Like, Andrew and I watched porn once, and then it was casual, normal porn.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes in, his foot is on her head.
No. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
What is that? Happens?
Foot on her head, dick in her ass. I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm already invested, so yeah. I got to see how this ends.
I got to at least know she survives.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah. A guy asked me, he was like, you watch till the end of porn? I was like, yeah, I got to know that she's still breathing by the end right. of this shit. Okay?
Totally.
He's getting that money.
God. I try to get off before it gets weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm a little wet. Yeah, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
And I shut the laptop.
I fast forward the blowjob. I
think that's your job. Always fast. Always.
But you said that joke and I was like, yes. Absolutely, yeah, yeah, true. Yeah, 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 I'm yeah. always fast forwarding the blowjob.
The number of times that joke bombs where I'm like, who the fuck?
Who's like, what woman is watching a blowjob?
What no. woman? Absolutely not.
What and woman what? Wants to relive that trauma?
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I got to bring that one back.
Yeah,
that's a great joke. I related to that too.
Thank you. It was mm-hmm. falling on deaf eyes and ears.
No, yeah. no, no.
The men are like, no, I never done that.
Yeah. No, no, of course they wouldn't. But me, I'm just like, just get to the part where she's at least smiling.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dude. I had a guy once tell me, you're so comfortable on top. And I'm just like,
what?
Why is that a thing that you say while you're inside of me?
I hate anything. Because
now I'm thinking about you fucking other girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, should totally. I be ashamed to be up here? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Men speaking during sex should
not happen. It should not God. Be allowed.
So many things I've heard that I wish I could unhear.
Me too.
Give an example, Jill. Let's hear. Come on. Tickle our ears.
One was... he's like, yeah, I want to come, and then I want it to drip down my shaft, and then I want it to, like, get all gross on my balls. And I was just like, what?
And you're like, yeah.
I was like, okay.
We can make that happen.
Cool.
Sounds sticky.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty gross. And then another time, a guy was like, how do you want to come? And I was like, I don't.
I just want to do it. Can you do that?
Yeah. Once? Sounds yeah. good.
Just, you know, I don't want to think about the mechanism. You know,
yeah. yeah. Oh, let's try this. Pick me up. Oh my God, that's also a nightmare.
How do you want to come?
Yeah.
What is this? A fucking coffee shop?
Yeah.
With a little cream and sugar. Thank you.
How do you take it? ending soon?
Yeah.
Jesus, what is wrong with these people?
And I was like, what?
I hate the narration too when they're like, oh, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
And here we go talking about our pussies.
I know.
Yeah. Oh,
and that
no.
is strike three.
Yeah. And we were talking about Biden.
Yeah.
Oh no.
In the military.
Yeah. In the military. And our final topic, we got we talked about it a little bit, driver's license, Olivia Rodrigo, number one hit. 16 years old. I actually am not faithful that her career... I feel like when someone puts out a hit like that with no back...
Yeah, it's not gonna...
No, it's not gonna be.
You never know, but it was so popular that now everything's gonna be compared to that.
Right,
yeah.
I don't know. And you're 16.
Yeah.
It's hard because you have a lot of work to do now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did she put it out herself? Is it like no, that Rebecca so. Whatever
yeah,
Friday
with
the,
oh my
Friday,
god
yeah, 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 gotta get down on Friday.
I don't know, I think it was with a record label.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's promising.
Voice. I yeah, mean, she
does have
nice.
A very good voice.
Yeah,
the lyrics the could use a little work.
Yeah. If you have a label, I know the lyrics are like, I got my driver's license last week like we talked about.
Yeah, and then she like brings up stop sign, stop light, and I'm like,
sidewalk.
Yeah,
red light, let the pedestrians cross.
Blinker, turn right.
Yeah. Passengers wear the seatbelts at all times. What would your song in high school be called if you wrote a number one hit? Your high school self.
Oh, my high school self.
Mine would probably be like Cigarettes and Waffle House. I think that would be...
That sounds so fucking good right now.
Wasn't she so cool
in
high
school?
It was
very cool. I don't know what happened.
Very cool.
Well, she did cosplay too.
I know, all right. All right.
Wow, this has really turned into a roast of Jill.
God damn it, Maddie.
This is
the only reason you invite me on this.
You can smoke your cigarettes at the Waffle House, but you got to be wearing chainmail. So.
Yeah. It's protective.
Now I'm picturing you at a Waffle House with full Renaissance
my elf ears on.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll farmer's special. Coffee black. Just black. Cigarettes and Waffle House.
Yeah.
Were you LARPing when the guy said, how do you want to come?
No. That was recent.
Oh, no.
Not too recent.
Thank God.
Oh, God.
I think my driver's license song would be, I think it would be like food related. Nice. I like to eat, but I keep gaining weight because I'm going through puberty. Mm. That's my driver's license.
Like ding dong ho ho. Swiss roll.
Spinach artichoke dip after school.
We're going to Applebee's.
Yay. That would
chilly,
be it.
Chilly.
I want my baby back, baby.
Panera bread.
Yeah, that would be my whole thing. I was like addicted to, I mean, I still am, but back then,
yeah,
it was like all I had.
Food.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, food. Mine would probably be either soccer related, because it's like, don't do any drugs, you won't get into college, and or I would get obsessed with boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a huge crush on this guy named Eric. And
I had a boyfriend named Eric. I was obsessed with him. He hated me.
Wow. Yeah, same.
One way street.
I really liked this guy. He was tall. Not that he wasn't very cute, but
mine
he was
tall.
Very funny.
Mine was tall, not funny, not cute, just tall.
Oh, okay. See, mine was funny and tall. Not very cute, but yeah. I had a huge crush on him. He was a year older than me. Oh,
I know, that's
my
hot.
God.
That's hot.
Yeah. He could drive. I couldn't. It was a whole thing.
Driver's license. Yeah.
And I just had a huge crush on him. Apparently, he was supposed to ask me to homecoming, but my friend asked me before, and I was too insecure.
Mm.
So I went with my friend. Yeah.
You know what? What if you waited and no one asked?
True. Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
And that's on Eric for not jumping it.
That's true. I think he's doing fine. He actually messaged me out of nowhere. Yes. And
to say what? Let me guess. It looks like you're killing it.
No.
Oh.
No, I wish.
I get messages like that from people I never talked to in high school. I just want to say that it's so cool you're coming. It looks like you're killing. Okay. Dave, you have kids. Get away.
Yeah. No, Eric was like, nice sweatshirt. And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Oh my God.
And then I looked at his pictures and I was like, what the fuck?
I know. Yeah. They don't, all the cool guys from my high school did not.
No. Boy, there's been some. One of the cool guys from my high school got arrested by the FBI for growing weed.
Wow.
Hell yeah. But like, I mean, it was like I think he was like a major hub of like weed distribution in like the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia. God.
Damn.
Yeah. He was really mean to my best friend. So I'm happy that happened.
I hope he's in jail.
Guys are so mean.
Rots there.
High school guys are so fucking rude.
Yeah. Now I realize when I say he was funny, he was just making fun of me.
Yeah.
But it was like negging. We know it as negging.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
I know.
But we never talked because I was so nervous all the time. So it would probably just be like, Eric, you make me so nervous. Why are you so mean to me? I love you.
Totally. Back then, I would love a neg. Bring it. Fuck
I know.
Now I'm like, do not even talk. I shoot them.
Yeah,
right in the head.
Yeah.
I tase them.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Don't even try it.
Yeah.
Now I neg. Now I'm like, you need to be put in your place, so I will shit on you.
Yeah.
I guess I do a little bit. I don't even tolerate any men.
Hence the podcast with all women no producer.
Nope. Yeah. I'm like, I told Andrew, get the fuck out. I got to have my girls over.
How do I work the Zoom?
I'm glad I didn't call him. But you know what? I think that's our pod.
This has been really fun, girls. Thank you so much again for joining me in my studio. This has been a really good time. I can't believe we made it work. Jill and Caitlin, where can we find you?
You can find me at Caitlin Palufo on Instagram, Twitter. Please follow me. And then I'm also on TikTok, God help me, at Caitlin Palufo. And then my podcast, Good Time Gal Pod, which is about drunk stories.
So of which fun. You have a lot.
Yes, I do. I'm a big drunk. Thank you.
Yay.
I'm only stopping to drink to lose weight. Okay.
I, Jill Wiener, am at I'm at Jill_lives on Instagram and Twitter. I have a podcast called Wiki Freaks, spelled with a Z, which is just me and my good pal, all of our good pal, Connor Cregan, reading through Wikipedia, and it's a blast. Listen up.
Hell yeah, ladies. And you can find me singing along to Lord
at So Maddie Smith on the medias. If you guys are listening to the podcast and you like what you hear, join our Patreon because the videos are fire. Patreon.com/Maddie Smith. Not only do we have video episodes, we also got some solo episodes by Maddie herself and some other awesome content that you definitely want to check out. So go see it. This is how really bad I am at promoting.
Yeah, I was like, you're really selling yourself.
Yeah,
there.
Wow. I love this character. So bad at promoting. I don't know how people can stand after a show and wait for the audience to come back.
It's
humiliating.
I do it because I sell stickers at the end, and I only do it because they actually pay me for the stickers. So if there wasn't money involved, I'd be in the green room crying.
Yeah,
being like, how do I get over this trauma that just existed for an hour?
Dude, I did a show in comics this weekend, Mohegan, and I used Corona as an excuse to go back to my room after the set.
Nice.
Even good though job. I just want good to do job. That anyway.
Yeah,
so smart.
Especially the road gigs. You're like,
Oh yeah.
You got to see them walking around the mall after.
Yeah.
Nope. I go back to my room, wait 3 hours, and then leave after that if I want to.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, no.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. See you next week.
Bye.